This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To New South Wales, to Sydney, to Jeremy Zakas, reporting on the Australian news, which is heaped upon us about the virus, about tennis, certainly about the weather, but we begin with a tsunami. Jeremy, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. The tsunami that struck in the Pacific was reported to have rolled all the way to the California coast, but Australia is a lot closer. What can you say about the tsunami that was, the warning that was put out? What happened in Australia? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, the tsunami has finally hit Australia's shores. It wasn't as big as we thought, but overnight we did have beaches closed up and down the eastern seaboard of Australia. The biggest and most notable closure was at Bondi Beach here in Sydney, where effectively people who were swimming late night last night were told to get off the sand, get off the water, and the beach was completely closed down by police. Now, the wave heights are still being determined at this point in time, but given we're 3,200 miles away and this volcanic eruption was so large, we're expecting that there could still be aftershocks. There still could be some of these small tsunamis coming through. And unfortunately, John, we don't know if this is the final eruption in the chain as well. So while Tonga is a long way away from Australia and a long way away from California, as I mentioned, we're expecting there could be more.
Bondi Beach. Is this where you do the Barbie at Christmas, Bondi Beach?
Yes, you've been listening, John. That's one of our favourite haunts. That's the quintessential Australian beach, and that's one of the most famous ones here in Australia. So for that to be closed completely over the last 12 hours, it's a big deal.
The question here about tsunami warnings. When the catastrophe struck earlier in this century in Thailand, there was a lot of talk across the Indian Ocean basin, and especially in the Ring of Fire that is in the Pacific, about putting in tsunami warnings. Do you have one, and did it work?
Well, we don't have tsunami warnings as such. And by tsunami warnings, I'm talking about the tsunami buoys that they have up in Indonesia, which effectively float on the ocean and tell us when wave heights are changing and effectively where the seismic activity is going to create larger than normal waves. But what Australia does subscribe to is an international network of tsunami warnings. So when there is a seismic event, such as the one we saw in Tonga just yesterday, Australian scientists and Australian authorities here do figure out whether or not there's going to be a tsunami coming ashore. So in short, John, the tsunami warnings do work here, but it's not quite as severe as, say, on the absolute Ring of Fire in Indonesia, where tsunamis can get much higher. We do have our own system. And as we saw last night, while we didn't get those large waves that we potentially could have got, it still worked. People were not on the sand just as the small ones rolled in.
Omicron is like a tsunami sweeping around the globe, and it reached Australia some days ago. Right now, Reuters is reporting in these hours, Australia is likely near the peak of its Omicron wave, but warned daily infections will linger near record levels. The question to ask is, the Omicron, I understand, the asymptomatic, I understand. What about the hospitals? Not just are there many people asking for help, but are there enough personnel to take care of people who need help?
Unfortunately, John, that seems to be the answer is no. Our hospitals are really struggling at the moment. And just looking at the latest numbers overnight here in New South Wales, there's 2,650 people in intensive care unit alone. Now, this is just for Omicron and COVID variants. And this doesn't include a lot of the other emergencies. Our hospitals, while the staff are well trained, while we do have a lot in Australia, a number of hospital staff themselves are starting to get ill as well and not being able to turn up to work. So we are at the absolute peak of where the hospitals can really handle this. And our federal government is really telling people that unless you are showing really bad symptoms, in many cases, do not call the ambulance, do not go to the hospitals, because at the moment, Australia really can't cope.
I'm told, at least from headlines from Queensland, that there are empty shells for the same reason. There are people out with Omicron, not enough truck drivers, not enough people to stock the shelves. Is that true in Sydney?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's not just Queensland. It's Sydney. It's also down in Melbourne as well, in Victoria, our southeastern state there. And it's true. It's the truck drivers themselves are getting ill. They can't move the stock. The stores do hold about 1 to 2 days worth of produce. We're talking mainly meats, fresh produce, and a lot of the staple items, including toilet paper once again. But these stores didn't see Omicron coming on so quickly. And the distribution points, while they do have food in stores at those points, it's the transport issues right now. Unfortunately, the work is necessary to make this happen. those poor guys and girls are getting really sick and they're getting Omicron. And it's by sheer nature that they do have to move a lot of goods and have to deal with a lot of people, that this industry is being hit very, very hard.
Sport, Ashes, ongoing. Has it moved to Hobart? The last time we checked, you said that the next test was Hobart. Where is Hobart?
Yes, right. That's right, John. It's in Hobart right now. Hobart, if you look at a map of Australia, you'll notice that we have a little island down the very bottom in the bottom right corner. Well, that's Tasmania, and Hobart is the capital of Tasmania. It's actually on the right-hand side of that island, and the Ashes are back down there. And the Australian team is winning against the Brits. We're still kicking the English all over the place. But the reality is right now, it's not as exciting as we saw before when Australia was really kicking the Brits out. Right now, the Australian team themselves are starting to falter. But the ironic thing is the British team is faltering even more. So it's not a spectacular cricket game, John, I guess you could say.
I see. Well, the reason is that the game has already been decided. They're playing on. This is like playing nine innings and then, even though the game's decided, to continue into the 20th inning. So I understand, but is anybody sick? How are they doing with the Omicron?
They're very, very lucky, in fact. Down in Hobart, in Tasmania in general, there are very low cases. For example, there were only 800 cases for the entire state in the past 24 hours compared to, say, 34,000 we had here in New South Wales. So the cricket moving to Hobart was probably an absolute masterstroke. It really protected them from COVID because, as we saw, just as they were leaving Sydney, some of the UK team had actually contracted COVID. Some of the Australian support team was also contracting COVID as well. So by moving to Tasmania, at the moment, the Ashes are COVID-free, and it doesn't look like it's going to threaten the last two games.
The last story, and I wish I could make it the last story, is Djokovic, the Serbian superstar, who has, as far as I understand, either misled or deceived or misstated his conduct prior to coming to Australia. And I've gotten lost into where the process is. But within hours, there'll be the first match of the Australia Open. Is Djokovic appealing, and is it possible for him to rejoin the Australia Open in the unlikely event that he's allowed to stay?
Yes, he is absolutely appealing in our federal court right now, and he could, if he's allowed to stay, appear in the Australian Open. But the latest is, and I was just listening to the federal court live stream just a few moments ago, Djokovic's lawyers are trying to argue that the Australian Immigration Minister, Alex Hawke, he's really not making a case based on any fact, apart from the fact saying that Djokovic would present a danger to the public because of his anti-vax stance and that this isn't grounds for cancellation. But what I think the lawyers are missing too are the point that Djokovic did fail to fill in the immigration forms correctly, which is also what the Australian government is saying that the second cancellation was based on. So honestly, John, right now it could still go either way depending on what the judge says. But the reality is too that despite this appeal, despite the appeal in the federal court, which is a full sitting of the federal court, it's not just a mediation session. This is a big deal for a federal court judge. If he does effectively win this court case, the immigration minister, he could cancel it again.
Right.
It could effectively go on indefinitely. But at the moment, the sentiment of many Australians is that they're just over this. We just want to get back to our normal tennis. We just want to enjoy the Australian Open. And we don't really want to see this sideshow go on anymore.
Final note, La Nina. Is it raining in Sydney? Are there gales off the coast of the east coast of Australia?
Short answer is right now not raining, but only a few hours ago, yes, once again, we're definitely getting high rainfalls. We had storms all through the week once again, and I keep reminding you, John, that we should be in summer right now. We should be outside all the time, but we are not. La Nina is really hitting us hard, and there just does not seem to be any end in sight. We are expecting a lot more rain across the week, including some severe storms. So I sound like a broken record, John, but it's really La Nina all the way with our weather, and we're just not expecting it to stop.
And the typhoons, the gales, are they blowing or is there a break in the action?
There is a break right now in the cyclones, but I believe there is another weather system being reported just off to the northeast once again. Now, that could just end up being a tropical depression, which is effectively a large storm weather system that doesn't go to cyclonic winds. But regardless, they are expected to bring across the heavy rains, the high seas for the eastern seaboard. And when I say eastern seaboard, I mean all the way from the top Queensland down through New South Wales and down to Victoria. So these are very large weather systems again and not what we're used to in summertime.
Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, Sydney, reporting on, right now, the unknowns of the tsunami, the unknowns of the weather, and the fairly well-known of a certain tennis superstar. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.